The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell. Did the question this morning is, and I posed it to Dell, did Tiger disrespect the game yesterday with no collar on? What does Pete and Cavilla think about Tiger Woods not wearing a collar, though? That's the question that everybody's asking.
In real life, how did they let him play? Isn't the Masters a lot like Wimbledon, where they have the super strict rules about stuff?
Yeah, no, that's Tiger's deal, is that collarless shirt thing. Uh-huh. They don't have a rule about having to wear a collar.
Well, him and David Silver with the little mock turtle from old 90210.
Well, this one is just I've got the shirt, actually, and it's actually totally sweet. But it doesn't have a collar. He started that and disrespected the game.
I think what's more disrespectful is some of the European looks right now that are on the tour. I think a lot of what Ricky Fowler does is disrespectful.
It is disrespectful.
Yeah.
To everyone.
For skaters to be golfing, not as much now as it used to be.
Yeah, no.
It used to really be that Ricky was skate. Like the flat brim hat in golf, Dell, that's not acceptable
it's,
in
no,
golf.
No, it's not acceptable.
The flat brim hat is not acceptable
in
golf.
Is Ricky Fowler in a gang?
I don't feel... You know what? He might have been, and he might be out now.
You think?
Yeah, I think he might have...
Back in the day, but now that he's married...
He might have, yeah, I think he may
he's
have...
He's out of the gang. Have you heard any rumors about...
Ricky wasn't blood in, blood out. He was like, you could get out whenever you want.
You don't think that Ricky...
It wasn't like Vatos Locos or Tres Puntos. No. It wasn't like that.
All right. No, I haven't heard anything.
Yeah.
Why would I have knowledge?
Let John know if you hear anything.
Okay.
About
sure.
Gang stuff.
About Ricky Fowler and a gang. Sure, I'll let you know if that's the word.
Dell,
screech.
Keep us posted, Dell.
Dell.
Sure.
Is that something that they're talking about on the streets with his flat brim hat?
I mean, I do have some sources in the Kincaid St. John's area. I mean, I don't go there at night because it's dangerous.
Right.
But when I do talk to my sources, they say don't start no one be
It's dangerous
about Ricky
because
hat.
You're wearing a hoodie right now and they've got security guards.
Well, I wouldn't have the hoodie up there.
Yeah, you no, don't want to do that.
You don't want a hoodie
don't
there.
Don't want to wear a hoodie
no.
there.
Why are you wearing a hoodie today?
It's cold in this piece.
It is. It is cold
outside,
up in
not
here.
Outside.
Where were you before the show? Where'd you go?
I went to the bathroom, and then I just went and watched this Northern Iowa tackle. I had like 10 snaps to watch for him for pass protection. Spencer Brown. You know him.
Spencer Brown?
Don't y'all know Missouri? They played Missouri State. Y'all should know all these. Everyone knows each other, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you remember Spencer.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, he's Northern Iowa.
Northern Iowa.
They played Missouri State, I think.
Yeah, he was a big guy.
76. Big guy, yeah.
Big guy.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking
about. Yeah, I remember.
6'8". He was 215 pounds when he came out of high school. And the coach goes, yeah, I'm just going to bring you in and maybe you'll be a tight end or something. He said, I looked at his shoulders and they seemed broad, so I figured he could carry weight. Now he's 315.
315 is
he's
a bunch.
He's gained 100.
Yeah.
And he still looks like... Really? He needs more weight. Well, he's 6'8". He can play. He's a good player.
I do remember that.
Senior Bowl guy.
I do kind of remember.
I bet you probably do. He's a right tackle, and he's mean as piss. Like, every time, if he gets you where you're in a bad position, he will try to drive you into the ground and embarrass you in front of your family.
Really? Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that mindset.
What about the guy that was laying on the other guy and humping him?
So, we figured out that, you see, actually, Dell played a little detective on that. You see the feet going back and forth. So, somebody, there must have been at least one hump.
Yeah.
That somebody was able
just
to loop.
His way up.
Yeah, something that somebody was able to loop to make it look, because I'm like, dude, you cannot pump someone nine times on the ground and not catch a penalty or suspension or get beaten by the other team.
Oh, the other team would have.
Like something has to happen there.
Yeah.
Families. I know what happened with Changreta is you do something to my family and I'm giving them the black hand.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going black hand to that guy.
Are you eating? Are you eating today?
Yeah, I'll have some food later today. 4 days of juicing.
What do you have here?
This, my friend, this is what the Joe Moore Award looks like. LSU currently has the Joe Moore Award. The top offensive line of college football.
Yeah.
It's now 2,600 pounds in real life. This is a mini replica of it.
Oh, thank you. I was like, is that it?
No, it's the biggest trophy. They have to bring it in with a crane and crap.
Oh, like really? Yeah, this is a miniature version.
It's massive. So
this is the bobblehead.
I'm a founding member and voting committee. So this is, yeah, but it's pretty, like, it's pretty good. Aaron Taylor got that put together. It's actually pretty.
That is neat.
Well put together. And that's what it, that's exactly what
Why
it looks like.
Why is the left tackle pointing?
Pointing
Isn't
at who
the
mic
center
is.
Deal?
Yeah, but sometimes the smartest guy on the line will make the call, and that'd be Mike McGlinchey.
That's Mike McGlinchey?
Right to the left is Quentin Nelson. That's who it was. They used them in a stance is what they used. Joe Moore was a Notre Dame coach. So they used them. This is before they had ever won it, but they used a picture of them to create that.
Oh, really? This is a picture of them?
Yeah.
Oh, of the Notre Dame line.
So look at the left guard. What a he looks like a yeah, yeah. The left guard looks like he's built like a bank safe.
You can see it on Twitch right now.
Yep.
It's
that's what this so the imagine this, but only weighing over 2,000 pounds more, and that's a Joe Moore award. Speaking of Quentin Nelson, boy, our division, we don't really have a say-so in it now, but the Texans could have a say-so in the future because they do take on the Titans and they take on the Colts twice. And the Colts smacked the Titans in the second half. And, you know, the Titans went into halftime with a four-point lead, and then it was all Colts in the second half. And that Titan team just, boy, they have really – they really don't look the same as they looked earlier in the year when they were running people over at Derrick Henry. And Derrick Henry had a good game in this one, but they just – the Titans have just – I don't think – their defense is just not trustworthy right now. Yeah. And that's a real problem that they're having.
They're not – they're yeah, that is not a – that's not a championship.
The Colts to go
I
on the road.
I watched most of that game last night.
Yeah.
They got the Colts look pretty damn good.
Colts look good. Colts yep. look good. When Phillip Rivers isn't making mistakes – you know, he throws with such great timing,
yeah.
And their whole thing is their defensive front is really good. Like, they can play some defense.
I will say that. He does anticipate. He's anticipatory.
Oh,
he
my gosh.
Really is.
More than anybody.
But did you see D's tweet? Dee, she listens to the show.
No.
She is. I don't know why. She is really. Dee, kiss me. The Titans suck. Just gave the ball to DH. Got a score. Worst play calling I've ever seen, like when Vrabel went for two in London, gypped the other country in an OT. The Colts are not that good. Worst game ever. Dee, it's okay. Uh-huh. Your Titans
she
blow.
She seems mad.
Yeah, your Titans suck. You know what? Get off the Titans. This is Texans town. You followed them over there and you love them. Guess what? They suck. They've always sucked and they always will suck, Dee. So guess what?
You know, one of the stories right now, I know he's got an ankle problem, but one of the stories, and we won't stay on this game for very long, but one of the real stories is that the Colts, you know, the Colts' big running back pickup, Jonathan Taylor, has really fallen off. He had 7 carries yesterday for 12 yards. I know he has an ankle issue, but he just doesn't show any juice, and Naeem Hines looks way more dangerous.
I didn't start him in my other league.
Hines?
28 points. I didn't start him.
Yeah, I started Taylor. So.
Yeah, I know you did against me.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations.
5.7. Congratulations to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, that's good. And I didn't start him in the other league. 28 freaking points.
I'm just trying to play spoiler now.
Yeah, I know, but you ain't going to spoil me. Me? I didn't want to say it. I don't want to go I don't want to go Patrick Creighton on you, but you ain't going to spoil me.
Wow.
708 ESPN.
You hear that,
that's right. That's right, Dell. So, Dell has a little story in here. Dell, why don't you tell the people about your little story about Amy?
Well, it's not my
America's
story.
America's sweetheart.
It's not my story.
It's America's sweetheart.
Well, she is America's sweetheart.
She really is.
Miscongeniality.
Was it on this show or was it somewhere else? Do we have it on this show or did someone else tell me this, that Bill O'Brien got fired and there's – no. I heard it on a sports talk show yesterday. Some national show said – Bill O'Brien got fired, and there's more national talk about Amy Pausick getting fired than Bill O'Brien getting fired. And I was like, it's close.
Yeah.
It's close.
Here's another story. She hired a lawyer.
Yeah,
Mike Florio was wrong, and Michael Florio won't ever admit he was wrong.
I texted him. He goes, no, Jack Easterby's just covering up for or Jamie Roots is covering up for Jack Easterby. Easterby's the one who fired her.
No.
I'm like, no, it's Jamie Roots fired her.
Jamie Roots fired her. And he's going to be in with us this morning.
Yeah.
And so we'll ask
I'm sure
him
he's
about,
pretty jacked about talking about this.
Has he been served papers yet? Well, this is a right-to-work state. I mean, she can get fired for nothing.
Well, if you're not fired, no. You can sue. If she can't be fired for nothing, or you're guaranteed your contract.
Well, okay, then give her a contract.
I don't know. I don't think they wanted to give Chris Olsen his contract.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think the Texans like giving out money.
Oh, I don't know. I think Chris has been.
Oh, Chris had reason.
Yeah.
There's no reason that Chris would. Chris had to have gotten paid.
Yeah.
But I think everybody. I'll tell you something off the air. I got another OB story, but that can't be on the air.
Okay. But here's the deal. She's got a lawyer now for whatever reason. I don't know. She's looking great. The Texans look like a bunch of the Texans are viewed. Are they the Knicks? Are they the Clippers? They've turned into
a
bumbling organization.
I'll take Clippers.
And if you get fired by the Texans, everybody is behind. Everybody is. It's like there's a giant rally. I'm sure there's riots today over Amy Pasek.
No, it's what it's become is that anything that. We've done a pretty good job here personally shining a light on who, you know, on what Jack does. Because I just want to make sure that he gets all the blame or credit he deserves. Because he's been right in the middle of all the stuff that Bill O'Brien did. Jack did it too. And no matter how much he tries to distance himself, if things work out, Jack was part of something that worked out. And I'm gonna treat it that way. If something really works out, hey, congrats, Jack. You did it. And that was a good move. But up to this point, it hasn't been good. And I've heard that he's trying to distance the stuff, behind the scenes. It's like, man, I should have fought Bill harder on that. I knew that was wrong to make all these moves.
Whatever.
I know.
That ain't flying. I know.
I'm not letting him off the hook.
Hell no.
Because you and I both know what
the truth
is.
He was pounding his fist for stuff.
Yeah.
He was standing on the table for stuff.
You don't get
I should have fought Bill harder. I didn't like those.
News. I never liked it in the first place.
Stop
like,
it.
Nah, I don't.
That's a load of crap.
Stop. You were right there the whole time. So, but really, nationally, I think once Florio got his hands on the Jack Easterby and fudged his resume story, it kind of started. Plus, I think Bill O'Brien probably has put it out there to guys like Ian Rappaport, because Rappaport blamed it immediately on Jack Easterby, which, you know, it looks like Jack Easterby's in charge.
Yeah.
So, and he is in charge of one side of the building. And so, it looks like Jack Easterby is in charge of everything. So Ian Rappaport put her firing on Jack Easterby. He loaded everything up and showed that, Mike Florio. So what you have now is, I think Bill O'Brien probably is having some get back, is my guess. I don't know that for a fact, but I'm imagining he wants to make sure that some people know that Easterby is not to be trusted. And then some people in the NFL, the other thing you're going to find is that people in the NFL talk to these media guys a lot, and they're getting the word out there that, hey, this Easterby guy, if somebody says, hey, if Peter King says to somebody, hey, what do you think about this Jack Easterby thing with Bill O'Brien? Oh, well, here's what I think. And they'll tell him. And so, you know, NFL people don't trust Jack Easterby. I'm telling you right now, Texans, if anyone's listening, you're not going to get the best GM candidates if Easterby probably is even in the building. But for sure, if he's anywhere involved in football moves, they do not trust him around the league at all. Word spreads quick when you are a backstabber or a climber, a guy who's willing to climb over and claw over other people, or when you're willing to put a knife in Brian Gaines' back, who has been a football guy and a guy who's worked and a guy who's liked. He keeps his head down and does his work. That stuff gets out, and people start to ask about, hey, what happened to Gain over there? What's the deal over there? And they'll dig around until they find out, and eventually people in that building will start talking to other people on other teams, and then those teams start talking to reporters whenever reporters ask him questions. So I don't think Jack's not getting away from all this stuff. I can tell you this. However, he didn't fire Amy Pasek.
No, I think Jack is actually ruined his career. This thing has ruined his career. Because
you
Jack,
think so?
I do.
I think, you know, while you might
came,
be right.
He got to the top. I don't know any organization.
It was a dumb way. It was a bad way to the top.
It was
top.
A bad way.
He should have just worked slowly through the Texans organization, and yeah, that was not good.
What is this? This is a Masters update.
Oh, that's Chris Vernon. That's Chris Vernon from Memphis.
Yeah, he's got a Masters update. He's got a golf club. He's got a green jacket on. He's got two animals behind him dancing, and he's giving a Masters update. This is the only way to do it, Del. This is the only way.
Wait, he's not disrespecting the game?
No, not if you're wearing a green jacket.
Okay.
You're Well, if you don't deserve a green jacket, though, if you're not a member,
that's his radio show, by the way.
That's his radio show.
Yeah, they do it on video too. That's a radio show he does.
What the hell? Weird. 714 ESPN 97.5 Gulf Coast Chevy.
Hey, guys, I drove up here in my Chevy Traverse. It's been one of the best purchases that I've made. Well, actually, I'm leasing it, and you can get a lease as well. My wife has a lease on a Chevy Traverse. She did that. But right now, there's actually lots of great offers and incentives going on right now at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. November has been fantastic. Now, they're closed on Thanksgiving Day, as you might imagine, but they have a ton of different dealer cashback, cash allowances, and things like that going on right now with a lot of the SUVs, including the Enclave and the Encore on the Buick side. If you want to check out, they call them crossover vehicles. Really, a lot of people now are just calling them SUVs because really that's what it's kind of becoming. And they have that kind of interior space. They have that kind of feel, that kind of design, that kind of interior. Or if you want something even a little bit smaller, the Chevy Equinox, $500 cyber cash on most 2020 and 2021 models, and then $5,250 in total cash allowance. That's just an example of some of the things that you'll find right now. The Chevy Traverse, $2,750 cash allowance, $500 cyber cash. And I'm telling you now, that is an awesome vehicle to drive. Go to LanceZCars.com, check out all the great offers they have, and check out the inventory that they have in stock to see what vehicle might fit your needs, whether it's a purchase or a lease. It's Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
I'm in love with the cocoa. I'm in love with the cocoa. I got it for the lolo.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Yeah. Welcome back on ESPN 97.5. I've lost any hope now. And you remember how I was pining for Anthony Weaver, head coach?
Oh, play the audio. Play that audio. I know exactly what you're going to play. You must play this audio because it's over.
Yeah.
Send it to Dell.
Well, here. Well, Dell, I think, are you not in? No, you're not in on it. I will send it to you, Dell. It's the worst audio I've ever heard.
Don't even hint.
I'm not going to
play
it,
and then we'll respond.
Right. I'm going to send it to
you. Yeah, he really.
I'm DMing it.
You know,
I just slid into your DMs.
He and Jack Easterby have done a tremendous amount of damage to their brand
this year. Yes. Anthony Weaver has done. Listen. Okay, so while Dell is getting that, I'm going to get this. This is what Russ tweeted last night, and this is my man Ian sent this out. He retweeted it. He said, it's my birthday, but I should say this is completely fabricated. Y'all have a good night.
What is?
All the stuff that's being said about Russ.
Crap. This is not all these people are just making it up?
I don't know. He said, why would he say that?
Why would it leak out that Russ wants to get out of Houston? Why would people don't make things up like that?
Well,
a guy like Sham Sharani does not make that up.
No, he doesn't make it up. Is it overplayed? Maybe.
This is playing two sides.
Is it overplayed?
I think this is playing two sides. Now what he might be talking about is what Stephen A. Smith said, and we need to play that as well.
Yeah,
because Stephen A. Smith went out there and he pitted James against Russ. Now, I don't doubt that Stephen A. Smith talks to players. Whether or not that's accurate, I think that might be what Russ is talking about.
I
think it could be
that. That's a possibility.
Either Russ or Russ's agent probably said, "Hey, he wants out of Houston to Shams."
Right.
I bet you.
Right. But maybe it's not. It's not about James.
Yeah, and maybe it's not. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Maybe it's not about James. You and I were wondering if it might be and trying to read into it. Stephen A. Smith just said he went a step further and said, "I talked to some very reliable people who believe that this is a situation that is not going to get better between those two." Here's Stephen A. Smith right now talking about the situation.
They don't want to play with each other anymore. Russell Westbrook doesn't want to play with James Harden. James Harden doesn't want to play with Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook wants the ball in his hands. He doesn't want to play off the ball as much. He looks at his success in Oklahoma City over the previous several years. The ball needs to be in his hands. That's his mentality. The mentality of James Harden is that, all right, so be it. You know, and so as a result of it, Houston is in turmoil. Houston, we have a problem, because if you're the Houston Rockets as an organization, you have a decision to make. The reality is that you can move Russell Westbrook, which they undoubtedly will try to do. Make no mistake about it, because he's made it clear that he does not want to play with James Harden. It's not about wanting out of Houston. He doesn't want to play with James Harden. And inevitably, that means that you probably want out of Houston, because obviously the Rockets deem James Harden significantly more valuable than a Russell Westbrook. The question is, how much compensation are you going to get for Russell Westbrook?
So, I don't believe any of that is inaccurate, or it's probably pretty accurate that Russell doesn't fit here.
I think they're friends. You know how sometimes friends can't get in business together.
Yeah.
I think that could be the situation. I believe that they're friends, but I also think it's possible. I didn't think that sounded implausible when I heard it.
Yeah.
I do think it's definitely possible that they like each other, but
they're not a good fit.
They both want to be
a good fit.
They want to be.
They both need the ball.
Well, we talked about it after the trade. All three of us said the same thing. This is what we said. This one was actually fairly easy to call.
Well, we said it after the Chris Paul trade too. How are you going to have those two?
Yeah. But Chris was willing to take. This was okay. You at least shuffle the cards. To me, it was like, it's almost worth it getting rid of Chris Paul's contract. But it was never going to really, like, Russ is an on the ball guy.
Yep.
So this one never made sense. Chris Paul could play off the ball and could defer and wanted to be a good teammate. You know, truth be told, that was the perfect trade. Chris Paul was the perfect trade if it were just Madden and personalities weren't involved. Not Madden, but NBA 2K, and there were no personalities involved, and everyone was just overall score, and you just had numbers for everyone's physical attributes and play attributes. But in real life, it's a problem. And in real life now, if this really is he doesn't want to play with James, we're at a point now where you, A, have to just stop the idea that a superstar plays next to James. That just can't happen anymore. We got to stop that, because that means it couldn't work out with three superstars.
Right. Well, They don't touch the ball enough. That's the problem.
Yeah,
it's a problem.
Not a problem for Chris Paul. I think Chris's problem was, hey, respect me as a guy who knows the game and is trying to make you better.
Well, yeah, but I bet Chris wore on him because.
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
Because
Chris is like a coach on the court.
Right.
You know what James doesn't really like?
No.
Coaches.
And especially, no. And the problem was, the first year was fine because Chris Paul was playing really good ball. He wasn't playing good. I ain't listening to your ass. You suck. You're playing like crap. I'm going to listen to you? You're going to tell me how to play? Nah. Nope. Ain't doing that. So that was, I think that when you are not playing, it's hard to be a leader when you're not playing well. It's hard to be a leader. And dude was, you know, trying to still be that guy, but he wasn't playing well. Now he went to Oklahoma City. He had the ball in his hands. He played great. He was second team. Russ. And I don't know if I agree with yesterday. I was listening to Charlie and Joel, and they said that Russ came here with all kinds of accolades and as one of the best players in the league, and then he fell to third team All NBA because he was playing with James, and whether or not he even deserved to be third team All NBA, he had a nice run last year.
Yeah,
he had a decent
when
run.
We went into the break.
Right.
The break
he
being,
was playing,
you know,
well.
COVID, he was actually playing better than James was.
Yes. He was playing good basketball, no question about it. And he subjugated his game, and he stopped shooting threes, which turned him into a much better player. Much better player. He saw his weakness, and he was able to adjust his game. But he went from the superstar to he went from Batman to Robin.
Mm-hmm.
And I was he still Batman though in Oklahoma City? Was he?
Yeah, he was. That was the problem. He's not a good Batman anymore.
Well, he was MVP candidate for all those years, and then not anymore.
Well, the shooting has just become a real issue, and he can't be hurt. Like, he's got to attack. He was shooting too much. See, the reason that he did better with Houston was he stopped shooting threes.
Yeah,
that was a blessing. So of all the Houston of all the teams to go, that you stopped shooting threes,
right?
Pretty amazing, and that just goes to show you that Daryl and Mike D'Antoni really got to him and said, "Listen, don't do what everyone else is doing. We'll get rid of Capella. We'll give you some room to drive." But think about this. I think anybody who trades for Russ has got problems from this point on because Russ is not a Batman you can win a championship with.
No.
But and he's but not, you know, definitely what? Not a Robin.
But you know what? I like the Knicks. I don't think they would even care. We're not winning a championship. Oh, well, we need to put some people in the seat. We need to get some excitement about Knicks basketball because no one gives a rat's ass.
Here's my thing. I don't want to take on multiple bad contracts for one bad contract unless they expire.
They expire.
But I'm really concerned that our new GM does not have any experience in making deals person to person. That is such a big concern.
I've heard that, you know. And someone Charlie said, you know, Daryl Morey made zero deals before he got here too. So, I mean, you make your first deal, you have zero.
Daryl was a guy who studied play. Now that's true. That's to give the guy a break and to give him a chance. That's true. But these are major deals. I mean, you're trying to get rid of a big contract, and then you might be trying to move one of the elite superstars in the game.
The guy who made 77 did a Brock Osweiler deal. To get rid of Chris Paul, he gave up four. That is the Brock Osweiler deal. To get rid of Chris Paul, he gave up two first-rounders, swapped on the other two.
That's how bad that contract was.
Well, that's
how
right.
How bad it looked.
That's
right. I think he had to
And
do,
he did the contract. So,
But that was a contract they had. Well, James is the one who put them in a bad spot. That wouldn't have been a bad contract if James could have got along, because look how Russ played. Chris Paul played the very next year when he was healthy.
Yeah.
Because he was healthy this year. So, and Chris played really, really well. So if James could have got along, it might have actually been okay. Now Chris's deal is a little easier to move.
Well, I guess it is. Everybody's looking at him. Yeah.
Every year,
And so will Russ's. And so will Russ's. But right now, you're probably going to have to take some medicine. But to even get out of Russ's contract right now, I didn't think it was, I thought he was unmovable. But apparently he's not. In the NBA, if you're a star, even if you're an aging star, even if you're not nearly as good as you used to be star, you're still a star and you have value. And Russ has value. He still has value. So don't give away flipping draft picks, more draft picks, like you did with the Chris Paul deal. That was a terrible deal. That was a terrible deal with that. What happened with that? 729 ESPN, 97.5. You know what's a great thing? St. Arnold.
St. Arnold IPA variety pack right now in grocery stores or at the actual location itself. With St. Arnold, you get Houston's original craft brewery, and they take such care in creating the very best. And it's not just the very best, it's the most unique blends so that you have just immensely drinkable beers that you're really going to love. And with St. Arnold, I'm telling you right now, the holidays are about every time you change into a new season, they've got a brand new beer to celebrate that season. And they've got a seasonal Christmas ale that is available for you right now, as well as that IPA variety pack. If you're feeling hoppy, that's the variety pack for you. Stop into any grocery store. They're going to have it. You know they have St. Arnold. You know exactly where it is. Any liquor store is going to have it. Any restaurant is going to have St. Arnold. But make sure that you get out to St. Arnold Beer Garden, because that's another place that you can have any and every beer they have, any and every cider. By the way, their ciders are fantastic, and the food is phenomenal. Great menu. Some of the best pizzas that you will find anywhere. And it's a wide open outdoor patio space. You can eat indoors, or they have one of the biggest outdoor spaces in Houston that's well spaced, and the weather couldn't be better. Coming up, the weather is going to be phenomenal. Find all this and more at StArnold.com.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Hey, One in the hand, one in the bag, bubbly. Look at the cash coming in. Come get your man.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. 7:32 ESPN 97.5. Welcome back. Man, it looks so weird watching it without patrons at the Masters. And if Scott just teed off, it looks like it's just a... It looks like a muni now, Del. It looks like a muni. What do you think?
It looks like you ruined a national park with golf.
Putting holes on it?
Yeah, and people on it.
It's not a muni. It's still the greatest piece of land in the history of the world, Del.
I didn't call it a muni. I didn't call it a muni. You did.
Yeah, I know, but you agreed.
No, I didn't.
You said it's the worst. It looks like a place that's ruined.
It was, you ruined a very scenic place with golf.
Look at Justin Thomas. You think I took him this week on my fantasy team? Yes. Thank you.
We started with, like, your crappy fantasy week, and now we're talking about golf fantasy? Ugh.
Rank the NFL quarterbacks right now. How they've played thus far this season.
The NFL quarterbacks?
Yes.
I'm still going to say Wilson 1.
Okay.
I'll say, because the reality is Mahomes' stats look really good, but he's been good. He hasn't been.
And they scuffle early.
They're not playing great
football. I saw another story. There's only one elite. No, they're not playing great.
One of the problems they're having right now is that they're not committed to running the football. They're doing. You know, if you run the football, it makes your passing game that much better. And Clyde Edwards-Helaire got off to a great start. Granted, it was against the Texans. But they haven't really used him. It's just kind of random how they use him. And honestly, I think anytime they use Le'Veon Bell, it's doing the other team a favor. Because Edwards-Helaire, to me, is just the more dangerous guy at this stage in his career versus Le'Veon's. But anyway, I'll go Mahomes 2. 3, I would say, is Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
4 might be Deshaun.
They've got Deshaun 7. Okay. They've got him behind Dak, Matt Ryan, and Tom Brady.
See, Matt Ryan probably is playing well. I'm just not paying attention to him.
I have because he's been...
And Tom Brady has been...
He's playing okay.
Tom Brady might be ahead of him. You know, this last terrible game notwithstanding, Brady's had some really good ones, too.
Yeah. I would still say Deshaun is 4.
He could.
I would still say he could
be. I can tell you, I had Quincy Avery on my podcast on, it'll be coming out, I think, over the weekend. Me and Eric Layden had him. And Quincy's his personal quarterback coach. And it was a good podcast. Quincy was really good. And he talked about Deshaun. He said, Quincy's pretty honest. He said this year, this is the best that Deshaun has played in his whole career. So what about his rookie season? He said, he was really good then. He said his ability to read defenses and recognize and get himself protected. He goes, last year against Buffalo, they came on a nickel blitz. They came off the edge and blah, blah, blah. And they hit him and it should have been a sack, but he made this great back-breaking play. He said, but Deshaun screwed that up. And said, I didn't know if he would say that. My dad said that. He called. He goes, Deshaun really didn't. He said, that's incredible. He made that play, but that was that. Because people were like, that didn't get blocked right. Deshaun screwed that up.
Yeah.
And Quincy said it. He missed the read. He didn't get himself protected, but he still made a play. He goes, this year, he's actually seeing it, and he's getting himself protected. And if there's one guy, I haven't studied it close. I haven't watched Deshaun like that. And I haven't had my dad look at him like that closely every game to watch everything. But Quincy Avery, who watches tape of everything and who is Deshaun's personal quarterback coach, he's pretty honest about it. And if there's one guy who's going to know if he's gotten better or not, it's him. You know, when I went to the pro day at Oklahoma and he's working with Jalen Hurts, I'm so used to these guys who work with players blowing smoke up my ass. And so I'm expecting the same thing. I said, the only thing, the issue I've got with Jalen, he just doesn't anticipate great. He goes, nice. It's still an issue. He said, yeah, that's going to be his issue until he anticipates and throws with better anticipation. And Jalen just came off a really good workout at Oklahoma in his pro day. And Quincy was very honest about him. He'll be very honest about Justin Fields when Justin comes out because he's going to work with Justin Fields. But
why has he got an issue with Ed O?
I do not know.
He lit up.
He really has a problem with Ed Orgeron.
Yeah.
I don't know, but he lit into Ed Orgeron. I wonder if Quincy's going to have to back off some of the rhetoric the higher up he goes in that business. Because you got to do.
Can't be honest anymore.
You're going to have to be. Well, you can be honest about players behind the scenes, but you're not going to be able to go after coaches. Well, you can't be that kind of honest because you're going to have to deal with those guys.
Yeah.
You know,
he said, why would you as a parent of a black athlete,
why would you send him to
play for Coach O?
Dell, would you send any of your kids that hopefully you're going to have to Ed Orgeron?
All your kids.
What?
Would you send any of your kids?
What?
No, I don't think I would.
You wouldn't?
Why not? Are you worried about what LSU fans do?
Because he wants to go send him to play for Manny Diaz, blah, blah, blah.
I didn't say that.
Yeah.
I don't think you'd do that either if you went.
Well, we'll see. I don't think either of those guys are going to be around in 18-plus years whenever this potential kid happens.
Would you send them to play for Manny Diaz or Ed Orgeron's sons, who may be coaching them?
If I was currently the father of a child, maybe I had a kid at 20, and they were about to become a big prospect. No, I would not send them to LSU.
Coach O will still be around. Coach O will still be around in 18 years.
Have a couple more seasons like this. We'll see. I would not send them to LSU.
Well, it's just all about COVID. I mean, LSU should be number one in the country, but it's all about COVID.
Yeah, I'm sure.
In this weird year.
I'm sure.
They've got Josh Allen as the 11th best quarterback this year. I got news for you. Josh Allen is playing better ball than that.
I think you have to put
much better.
Now he had a run of three games that weren't that great.
No, but
are they putting? Do they have Lamar Jackson ahead of him?
They have Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, that's an
at eight. Yeah, they got Lamar Jackson eight. They've got Tannehill at nine. They got Drew Brees.
We're dropping Tannehill, but where do they have Aaron Rodgers?
They have Aaron Rodgers three.
Who do they have two?
They have. Mahomes.
Oh, so they had it like I had.
Yeah.
And so fourth they had who?
Fourth is...
Who is this?
Dak. They got Dak.
Who is this who's doing this?
I don't know. Some people. Yardbarker.
Yeah, it's somebody. They probably got it from somewhere else. Check the byline. But
Seth Trackman.
I don't know him, but...
I got to see if he's got a blue check and how many followers he
has. Yeah, because if not, we're not listening to him.
No.
But that's why we don't listen to you.
Right, because I don't have a blue check.
Blue check.
No one. No,
so I would say Deshaun Watson. It's hard to say Deshaun is not playing well right now.
No, he's playing really.
You really can't say that. Deshaun's playing good football. It needs to turn into more wins, but he's doing what he has to. And Quincy even said, you know, Eric asked him the question: is the hardest of your guy? Is there anything else he can do? He goes, can't really stop people on third downs. Like Quincy didn't. He was careful not to kill, kill the Texans, but. If we can tell, if you can pull up the Anthony Weaver sound, because I'm surprised that the Texans aren't getting off the field more on third downs with how good some of their defensive players are playing. Anthony Weaver was in his press conference. The coordinators usually speak on Thursdays. And here's Anthony Weaver talking about some of the rookies' impact
on
the season.
John Reed. Playing whether or not to play.
Well,
John
that
Reed.
Was one. He also talks about Greenard a little bit.
Oh.
So yeah. So here's
well,
here,
I, here's the one question. About John Reed is the one that.
Or, yes, that's the one that will catch.
I've lost all respect.
That's the one that will. So you're off the head coaching train.
Well, man. We'll see. But I don't know if he's got that one. What you got about the rookies?
Listen into this.
I got the one about John Reed.
Yeah,
okay,
that same one.
Yeah. Well, Ross, like I've talked about continually every week, he just continues to develop, and you see him gain more confidence each and every game. He had a nice tackle, was almost a TFL, didn't quite get him in the backfield, but had a nice tackle where he went down the line and split a double team, put some pressure on the quarterback one time and got him to flush him out of the pocket. So you see he's starting to gain confidence. Like John Grenard, he still makes some mistakes, all right, that you got to live through as it continues to grow and improve. And that'll happen. John Reed, just like all these three rookies that I've talked about, you know, Blacklock, Grenard, and him, he is another ball guy. So we're trying to find ways to get him on the field. There are some veterans who are playing good ball, so that's not always the easiest task. But he has a trait, and one of those traits is his ability to blitz.
Hold on. Right,
so we're
Run that
He's
back.
He's a cornerback.
Yeah.
There are some veterans who are playing good ball.
Yeah.
Anthony Weaver, are you watching the games? Are you? Did you? Are you?
Name the player.
Are you eating?
Name the player.
Are you eating Cheetos?
Name a player!
And maybe watching Netflix during these games?
Well, that's the obvious follow-up. Which players are you talking about playing cornerback?
Wait a minute.
Or playing
what really, players are playing good ball?
I mean, you know, Vernon is in position to make tackles.
He did have a pick.
He did have a pick because it was the worst thrown ball in NFL history.
Bradley Roby's
playing
good ball.
You got to be in
ball?
The right spot, John. He was in the right spot.
Oh, my God. He was in the right spot, which wasn't near a receiver. It wasn't even close to a receiver.
Look, you and your
that's where Vernon Hargraves usually is.
You and your
not
normal
close to
thinking,
a receiver.
Your normal thinking brain says a cornerback should be close to receiver. Vernon Hargraves' galaxy brain says, I'll just be in the right spot. And he was in the right spot.
That's it. Yeah. I'm just going to be in the right spot. Yep. That's all.
If he was close to receiver, would he have picked that ball off?
What?
No.
What cornerback? He's a cornerback. What cornerback is playing too well to get John Reed on the field? Name him.
I don't know that. There's a lot of them.
No.
I mean,
there are zero of them.
Philip?
Zero.
Keon Crossing?
I've lost all respect for Anthony Weaver.
You know what?
He's doing well.
He's playing well. So you know what you do? You say, go put your gloves on and go play in front of John Reed or whatever it is that y'all do. All right, bye.
He's not fuzzy. Weaver.
He's not fuzzy. Okay. Stop putting fuzzy on Anthony Weaver.
So he's covering well and he's tackling well. So you know what y'all do? Go out there and do whatever you want. Put your gloves on and do whatever you want. All right, bye. Whatever it is they do. Well, they don't cover. On a serious note, I really think the Texans have a chance to go on and beat the Browns. And then when I talk out loud on a Browns station, they said, so tell us about the Texans defense. I went, well, you can pretty much crush them either on the ground or through the air. It's really your choice. They don't stop anybody through the air. Their secondary is not very good, but they also are worse than the league in run defense. And you get Chubb back, who's averaging 5.2 a carry when Kareem Hunt only averaged 3.9 a carry. And you get your starting guard back, Wyatt Teller. So they should be able to run the ball whenever they want. Boy, I'd hate to not pass against that defense if I were Cleveland. Like, that Baker's probably living for this opportunity.
Yeah. No, Baker's back. He's cleared of COVID.
Yeah, like,
he's like
Coach.
Oh, my God.
Coach, come on. We got to pass against these guys.
No.
Just look at them.
Nope.
And then you say, yeah, but, and then you got, and Chubb doesn't talk a lot, but Nick Chubb's like, Coach,
dude,
did you see the tape? And Baker's like, did you see the tape? Yes.
Did you see the tape? Just say, do you remember practice? Eric Murray's playing for them.
Yeah.
And then somebody goes, what we did to him at practice? And then here's what Nick Chubb.
And he's going to be on, probably he'll be on Landry.
Here's what Nick Chubb's saying. Mm-hmm. Nick Chubb he's on a text string right now called the Dog Boys. And it is it's him and Baker Mayfield and Kareem Hunt and Jarvis and then also Kevin Stefanski. Not Stefanski. Yeah, Stefanski. And he took Anthony Weaver and he sent that clip, says, see, they got a lot of veterans playing well in the secondary. Let's run the ball.
745 ESPN 97.5. Right now, you want to talk about a lot of good things. There's got a lot of good things going on at Chastang Ford. That's my peeps over there. And huge Cougs people, okay? So, and I talked about this yesterday with Dana on and how what great people they are. And they really are. They really, truly are. I've been in meetings with Patrick, and he really, really believes in not – it's so funny. He's like, wait, that's no way to go about this, to try to upsell people. That's not what you do. That's not the way we're going to do it. That's not what we're about here. And he really, really believes that. And so that's got to be really, really neat for everybody out there. It was for me. He just said, what do you want in it? And where do you have to be on your payments? Because that's the most important thing. Because you don't want to be choking on this thing. Nobody wants to be where it's so hard to make your payment. No. And what? So we can put a few more bucks in our pocket? That's not the way they go about it at Chastang Ford. I'm telling you. They will get you in the vehicle that you need, and they will do it at the price that you can afford. So get to Chastang Ford and deal with these kind of people as opposed to the other people in the car business. Because the other people in the car business can be downright ruthless. That's all they care about is the bottom line. In any case, it's Chastain. Chastain Ford, ChastainFord.com, or on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
Loaded, ready to rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Wow. Did you see that?
No. No one saw it because you're doing radio.
Oh, my gosh. Adam Scott just hit the pin. And it wasn't Adam Scott. He hit the pin. It went and it rolled back
that was
off the green.
Mediate.
No, it wasn't rock. And it hit the pin and rolled back off of the green and into the water.
What's the Italian? Molinari, yeah.
You know, well, what about Dylan Fratelli?
Okay. Is Molinari doing
he's
anything?
Six under. What
is
do you Molinari think of Dylan here? Fratelli?
He's great.
Yeah.
Thank Obviously, you. Right now.
Yeah. Oh,
is
what do you
Tiger
think?
Of, in it? Is Tiger in it?
Yeah, Tiger's
okay,
in it.
Okay, then that's why we care.
No, that is why. That's
let's be real.
ESPN, you go to their page, they have a 5-minute
Tiger was the biggest underdog he has been in any major for like a decade.
He's played like crap.
I guarantee you Vegas right now is gripping because there's no question that people jumped on Tiger.
Oh, yeah.
Who cares? You're gonna throw a $20. You're going to throw $100 on Tiger.
Yeah.
$20 on Tiger. People are going to bet Tiger at long odds like that.
Yeah, but he ain't going to win it. He hasn't been able to.
Two off?
Yeah, no, he's three off the lead, but that doesn't matter. He's not going to be able to do it for 4 days. I don't believe.
Wow, although, I like when you doubt Tiger Woods. That's kind of cute.
Well, he did it last year. I mean,
you insulted him a little bit.
A little out of order
yourself.
What about Bernard Langer at 4 under? That's the story in his orange shirt. What about that?
Was that just him with his mop top hair like he always has?
Yeah, well, he's 60.
He's like Elizabeth Hurley of golf. He just hangs around and like, hey, he still looks pretty good.
He does. He looks great. You know, he's unbelievable. Rory, 3 over. Okay. Bernard Langer, 50, whatever he is, 4 under.
I'm thinking Bernie is probably in his early 60s.
He think he's doing steroids, but that's just me. Adam Scott just went off of the stick on 15 and into the water, and he's been playing great, but sorry about that, Adam Scott, because I didn't take you. I don't care about you. 751 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Tell you what, in 9 minutes, 8 o'clock exactly, we'll pick our limo guy, okay? What's that?
Justin went 5-0 last week.
Justin was 5-0. You know why?
No one would have beat him then.
You know why? He went opposite of all of his picks.
No, did he really?
Yeah. He went oppo.
Undefeated going oppo.
Oppo. That's the only way to do
it. One time I hit an accidental 5-team parlay, and I was ice cold. A lot of them were money line picks. But the fourth one I had to fill in, it was an open spot. You know, you can fill open spot. So I left one open, and when I had to have it, I'm like, I don't know, I'll pick the loser here. So I went the other way, won.
That's what you...
I had to say, you know... This is what I do. The last leg is going to be a loser. Just go the other way.
Go the other way?
What I like. It's and it won.
I go oppo. We got a pick'em thing at the bar I go to, and I go when I go oppo, I'm always in it.
Bernard Langer is 63, by the way.
63 years old.
And he's four under.
He's
on the leaderboard.
Yes.
Wow.
63 years old. No, he's playing great. He's unbelievable how good he's playing. 63 years old. He doesn't look 63 years old. Okay, so in 8 minutes now, 8 o'clock exactly, we'll take caller number 10 to play Beat the Limo Guy, which is at 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock right here on ESPN 97.5. And if you can pick 5 games against Justin and win more games than he wins, then you will get the limo ride to and from and a $200 gift certificate to Del Frisco.
Hey, when is Jamie Roots in studio talking about his book?
He will be here soon. I think he's going to be on with David and
Carla. Yeah.
And Carla. David and Carla in a little bit, and then he's going to come on with us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We have to ask him about Amy.
Yeah.
I don't know what we can say.
Well, he has been
He said
adamant.
Yesterday.
He's adamant that he's the one that fired her.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
you guys are interested in that. I'm interested in his recent run of adding Gal Media employees on LinkedIn.
Yeah, he has been, or former Gal.
Former and current. He's been on a run. Did he just join LinkedIn or something?
I don't know that. I will ask him. Why are you asking? He's not asking. He hadn't asked me. Well, I'm not on.
You're not on it, so.
Well, I am on it. A bunch of people asked me to go. I accidentally signed up one time, and I get all of these emails about he's invited you. No, don't invite me. Don't invite me ever. I don't want to be.
Hey, and there's a rash of hacked Twitter accounts that are sending direct messages to say, "Hey, check this out," or "What this photo is cool," or whatever. And it's from people you'll know who you follow, and it says Insta-Gram or Insta-Agram.com. That's a total setup site. Do not click that link. I had to tell Jerome Solomon he had been hacked. Rhett Miller had been hacked, sent something. I had Bob Sturm had been hacked from The Ticket, and who does writes for Dallas, I don't know, one of the Dallas newspapers. He had been hacked. I've gotten three of these things now. So be careful, because I know that there's a rash of them going out, and I think it is I think it could be virus related.
Do they ask you if you like Pretty Feet?
No.
Any of them?
No, I would have. That's how they could have got me.
They could have got you.
I like Pretty Feet.
I was checking out Kyler. Which Jenner is it? The one that's got 200 million followers on Instagram?
I don't know. Kylie Jenner?
Yeah, no. She's the one that, yeah.
Is that Kylie? Is she thicker?
She's, yes.
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 Yeah. That's Kylie.
She's the one who built her body.
What's the other one's name?
It's Kendall and Kylie.
Well, okay, so I thought that too. So I scrolled. Right now, you can't tell if she's
what?
I feel a little bit of a culture vulture. I think I'm using that right.
Oh, you didn't know that already?
Well, I knew that already, but now she really almost looks African American.
Who? Kylie? Well, she built her body to look like her Kardashian half sisters.
So it's all built?
Most of it, yeah.
That's not good. It's all built.
Don't you think you should put that on silent?
This is a coach from North Dakota State. And
he wants to talk about Trey Lance.
Trey Lance, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to ask him about that left tackle. He stinks.
Yes, she.
You'll see people talk about him in the first and second round. Like, what are y'all talking about? But yeah, she. I scrolled way down on her. That's how I got into this Jenner rabbit hole. I'm not saying she's not fun. But well, I kept scrolling.
She is.
Yeah.
She
is, I kept scrolling down because I wanted to see like if there was a transformation.
Yes.
But she has looked like this. It's I went all the way back to 2016. Well, she still looked like this back in 16.
Well, yeah, but she did it very early in her life. She's only 23.
The other one is the other one's like, more slim.
But back in the day.
Yeah, she's only 23. If you look at pictures of her as a child, not a child, but as a teenager.
No, thanks.
I'm not talking about going through her Instagram, but if you just look at a throwback photo.
Del's creepy now.
God, throwback, she has.
You go back when she was 12.
She does have some throwback when she was a lot younger.
If the weird old guys would allow me to finish. If you go back to when, like, they show, like, when Kendall and Kylie post, oh, look at us when we were this age and 16. She looks more like her, you know, full sister as opposed to her half-sisters because she hadn't gone through the
metamorphosis.
The transforming, yes.
She has, the other one is more, you think she would look more like the other Jenner who she looks great. I mean, Kendall? Slim, she's just a different body type.
Well, she's a different body type because one didn't build the body.
Well, one also had, she also had, have they both had babies?
No.
I think just Kylie has.
Yes.
And maybe that's the difference in the hips.
But she had changed into a Kardashian before the baby.
Did you study her? You studied her hips this closely?
Apparently.
I'm sorry, guys. Do y'all not know what I do when I get off the air?
He's a draft expert.
I study hips. That's one of the things that I study.
True.
And torque.
I study bend, flexibility.
And pork.
Sometimes, although not when I'm juicing.
Bold pork. Yep.
I lost 8 pounds in 4 days juicing. Got all that sludge. I feel great. Man, that gives you so much more energy.
Yeah, I know.
I know that I'm always in a food coma. It's like, my body's like, please, no more. Like, well, you don't want these Cheetos? Are you telling me you don't want these Cheetos?
Your body's
you
saying,
like the way Cheeto dust tastes? I'll eat these Cheetos.
Your body's saying
I
no.
I love Cheetos.
Cheetos are great.
Cheetos are the best.
Cheetos are fantastic.
That's the best snack food.
They're overrated.
No, they're not, Dell.
I said what I said.
That's don't all I'm take say it about back.
You know what's overrated? Cool Ranch Doritos.
I don't eat those. You're right. They are overrated.
Spicy chicken sandwiches.
I'm going to predict what Dell will eat. Hold on. I'm going to predict his chips. he's going to have to go kind of contrarian, kind of cool kitty.
Okay, go ahead.
I want to say Sun Chips, but it's not going to be Sun Chips.
Sour cream. Sour cream and onion.
I think you know that about him.
No, he doesn't.
No?
Because that's not true.
Well,
I'm going to say you like, if you're a real one, then you'll like Cheez-Its, white cheddar.
I go with original Cheez-Its if I'm going to get them. I don't go
Cheez-Its are the truth.
But that's not what I do. That's not what I buy.
Not Lay's. You're not basic.
See, here's the thing about you. Oh, you almost hold out. So here's the thing about you, Joe.
Oh, you know what you are? Takis.
No, I'm not.
You Takis. Get to.
You're a Taki guy.
Your kids are Taki.
I nailed people. It. Taki.
You're the one that you didn't nail
Hot
it.
Hot Cheetos and Takis.
That's just a song. I don't eat Takis. Yeah, I
mean. Well, okay, what is it? What's your chips?
Norm, right now I'm on a spicy nacho Dorito.
Okay, I hadn't tried that one yet.
Spicy nacho
and
Dorito.
Del also likes Fritos. That's a pumpkin spice
Fritos.
Of chips.
I don't like Fritos. I don't like Frito pie because of Fritos.
Oh, now.
I love Fritos. Yeah,
Frito pie is something that works.
$7.59.
See,
that's
but
not basic.
I'm from Texas here.
That's
original,
really?
We eat original Fritos
chili,
are basic.
Chili cheese,
and mustard,
but
and
you like
some
Fritos.
Chopped onions on top of Fritos?
What?
In a
you
package
don't know
of Fritos?
About life.
I hate it,
child.
Thing about Del is, how about this? He only has to buy for himself. That's all he ever.
A lot of what Dell does is a blessing.
I gotta buy.
I thought about
like teas and stuff for my wife. I'm like, what?
I thought about this.
What do you want?
Every time that I,
he only buys stuff that
try
he
going
likes.
To a restaurant.
How wouldn't
with,
that be awesome?
Try going to a restaurant with four kids. They like, even if you're going to someplace basic, it packs on $60 to your bill.
Yes.
I'm like,
man,
even if you remove the money aspect of it, which is a big deal, I open my fridge and go, I recognize that. I want to eat that. Look, you mean. I leave for a couple hours and it's still at the same level?
Yeah.
Yes. It's
yeah.
How many
awesome.
Fights do you
yeah.
have to break up a day between kids?
None.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. How many times you get mad at a kid because he has a zero and you hear your wife screaming at a kid because she looked at his grade speed and he has two zeros?
None.
How many times that happened for you?
Never.
Oh. Mine is in the tens.
Yours happens every day. 8 o'clock, top of the hour. Oh, look what's happening. We're getting a Beat the Limo contestant right here. That'll be at 10 o'clock right here on ESPN 97.5. In the meantime, I want to talk about the Loken Group. I like to say the Loken Group because they're awesome, because they're fun, and because they're going to sell your home or they'll buy your home. How about an immediate cash offer? He will walk in and go, okay, I'll give you this for your house, and then you don't have to do anything, which is totally, totally, totally sweet. So if you're looking for that, well, you're looking for someone who is going to create, this is what they do, they create an auction like for your home. It's ridiculous how awesome it is. They do this every single day. They create, and this is, they sell, I don't know how many times more homes. I think they sell a home like every 2 hours. This is a ridiculous how good they are. And that's who you want to sell your home. What they want is for you to get an auction like, it's going to be like an auction for people to buy your home because they got that many buyers. It's ridiculous how many, two days they had 46 showings, 19 offers. That's ridiculous, people. And if you're looking for that kind of service when you're trying to sell your home, if you've had your home on the market for any amount of time and it's not selling, go to thelokengroup.com, LOKEN, or call 281-861-4624, 281-861-4624, or thelokengroup.com.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.